You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Let's get to those Houston Cougars for a second. Start this hour. The Cougs were bludgeoned by Baylor, but it was a really tough matchup for them. Baylor got out in the middle of the first half. Baylor had a run, and Houston was buried, and it was over. It doesn't diminish, though, the fact that the Cougs made the Final Four. This has been a great year for Kelvin Sampson and his guys. And when Kelvin Sampson was, when he discussed that after the game, when they caught up with him, he basically said, look, we didn't make shots. But he went on and on. He was effusive in his praise for Baylor and how good Baylor is. And Houston is a tough defensive team, and they had a hard time stopping Baylor with their run. Houston is a feisty, gritty, gutty team, but Baylor just put them in a boat race. I mean, they basically got that lead, and there was nothing Houston could do about it. They didn't have what it took. And I think once we saw what is being called maybe the best game in the history of college basketball in UCLA and Gonzaga, the way that it was played, the high-end talent that was in it.
Well, the back and forth, the shots that were made.
There was nothing.
Cougs had none of that.
No. It was an awful game and an incredible game.
Yeah.
Awful. By standards of
That certainly saved the, and who knows, this could be one of the greatest Final Fours ever, and it was that blowout that started it. Because you got that UCLA game, and we got potentially a great game tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, this could be awesome. Now, whether or not, here's the deal: is there something to Gonzaga having that tough game heading into? Because that's what happened to the Cougs.
One day
in 83.
Arrest. Okay,
that's what happened to the Cougs in 83.
One day arrest. Yeah, the Cougs had the tough game in high altitude. It was an emotional game.
So was this.
That's what I'm saying. It was an emotional game. It was high altitude, but this game was, it didn't have the same altitude, but this game was played with extra time. Yeah. It was highly emotional, extra time.
It was a charge call away from Gonzaga being done.
And you're a short turnaround. Now there's a very short turnaround, relatively speaking, for playing the next game.
Yeah. No.
I mean, the game didn't end until like 11.
Whatever.
Yeah. Close to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
close to 11
o'clock. Yeah. Neither here nor there, because they got 48 hours. What, they got 40 some hours to get ready for this game. But whether or not you can bounce back after that, that's a legitimate question, especially after the way Baylor's coming in with a lot of confidence. I'm sure Gonzaga has a lot of confidence as well, but that was the first challenge they've had all season long. And it was, here's the other thing, is, and that's what is amazing. Well, they weren't tested, right? All season long. Somebody made the point, dude, they have not been in this situation all season long, yet with 3 seconds left, they knew exactly what to do with the basketball. Get it, inbound it in, Kispert inbounds it in a hurry to Suggs. Suggs runs up and puts up that shot. They knew exactly what they did to do, and they hadn't been there all year long. You don't think Mark Few is a coach? He had them ready for something they hadn't seen all year. A tough game at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that, and it made for one of the most special moments that we can ever remember.
How about all the they used to have third place games years and years ago. You don't have it anymore, but how about the job UCLA did, man?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. UCLA was never, it was, they were a 9-point dog in the first half. That was the first half line. They were 14.5, the highest point spread we've ever seen in Final Four. Not even close. They were never rattled early. They were never intimidated early. They're on a heater right now anyway, you know. So they're playing very good basketball. They have a lot of confidence. And ultimately, they had guys who were attacking. Like, they were attacking Gonzaga and figured out early on, this team can't stop us. We can go get baskets. Mm-hmm. We can go get baskets. And it just became, it truly was not, there was not a psychological battle to be had. Like, they didn't have the confidence. You know, a thing where they had to worry about confidence or worry about if the team made a run, would they get tight? It was really a game where UCLA basically at no point from start to finish did they feel like they weren't the same level team as Gonzaga. And it was just a matter of when it was all said and done, the best player on the court, or the guy with the best, certainly the best NBA talent, made a phenomenal shot at the buzzer. And that was the difference of the game. What an appropriate ending.
It was.
It took the best player making the best shot at the buzzer to beat UCLA.
Yep. Yep. Just fantastic. Fantastic stage. And now tonight, I think this has got a potential to be a great, great. This is the two best teams. It comes down to this at the very end. And you know what? It's a 4.5-point game. If it wasn't for that tight game, if they'd have taken care of business by 8-10 against UCLA, just what Gonzaga usually does, you're right. This would have been a seven-point spread tonight. That one game has changed and given you, which you say you think Gonzaga,
yep.
Because that one game shouldn't sway you on.
I'm just a numbers guy, and the numbers to me, I believe that Gonzaga gets out, executes early. When has Baylor been in, like, when has Baylor been tested?
Oh, against Kansas, against Oklahoma State. They've lost games.
Yeah, they've lost games. But in this tournament, have they been tested yet?
Yeah.
Gonzaga only had one test, and that could, and literally that could, you know, they could be fatigued. They had a good test against BYU.
Baylor was down.
Here's my question. How do they play this? Do you think Baylor uses their bigs? How do you think this game goes? I think this game is lower scoring than the over under.
160? Are you gonna have an 81-80 game? Yeah. I mean
they do play. Now look, Gonzaga plays fast.
They were down. Baylor was down to Villanova, don't forget.
Oh, that's right. At half.
Yeah.
Yeah, at half.
And Arkansas game a fairly tough game. Oklahoma State beat them in the Big 12 tournament, so it's not like they haven't been tested of late. Their last six games, they lost one, and they were down at the half to Villanova. Baylor's been tested. But I'm torn on which way to go. You're going Baylor, right? You're taking a 4.5.
I'm going Baylor for the Schadenfreude.
Yeah, he doesn't want – you can't trust him because want to see history happen. I do. I actually want to see history. I want to see the undefeated team.
Do you want Baylor fans in this state to be –
What do I – I don't hang out with people.
You don't know any Gonzaga people.
I don't know any Baylor people except for one sales guy. I don't care one way or the other. I just don't like history. I don't want to hear Jim Nance wax poetic.
I don't like history. That's what he is. He's a born hater. This is a classic case of Dell being a hater.
Well,
he just doesn't want history to happen.
Well,
in a positive
either way,
way,
we're going to have a first-time champion, so that'll be history. But I don't need to hear Jim Nance wax poetic about what Gonzaga's done. Then you can talk about Baylor winning.
I mean, just hate.
Yeah,
Dell, that's all literally. You
I don't. It's not even. I don't even care about Gonzaga or Baylor. I just don't want to hear the storylines coming out of. And then we could get to compare them to all the greatest teams that ever happened. Are they as good as that Indiana team?
This is one of the greatest teams ever.
Not if they lose. I don't care. Let's go Baylor.
Let's get Scott in here. Let's talk about the Final Four.
Let's
hey, Scott.
Go Baylor.
Hey guys, what a game! That was awesome. Just by the way. Juzang's stock is on the rise. If the Rockets got that guy, I would be so happy. But I'm with y'all. I think Baylor's going to cover, and they're going to take it. The only thing is, I think Altmark's going to lock up subs. And then the other matchup that I'm looking to watch is, I think his name is Amino for the Zags. And whoever's going to be on him, Teague, or that's the other one. And then down low, the Stash versus Vinyl or Tombo, whoever. But that's the matchups that I'm looking for to see what's going on. But we're not going to get in that game like the Bruins Zags. So, I got Baylor taking it.
They got
the pros.
They're deep. There's no question about that. They proved that against the Cougs. And you can't just shut down one guy. You got a bunch of guys that can make plays. That's for sure. Somebody said here, don't be a the word for lame.
I don't really care about your friends.
You're being a
I'm not being a lame. I'm Texas forever.
You're being a lame.
You're You're definitely not Texas forever.
If you're not rooting for Baylor, then do you even love your state? If you're not rooting for Baylor. Sorry, I don't need to. I don't care about Gonzaga. I don't have any connection with them. And screw the storylines. I don't need to see Timmy rubbing his mustache and celebrating. It's annoying. Stop flexing.
What about flexing?
That's annoying.
With no muscle.
Yeah, it's enough.
Don't
enough of you
that anymore, Timmy.
It's great that you got there.
Dell is the Tim Riggins. Dell is the Tim Riggins of the show.
Texas forever.
Oh, Texas forever.
What do you want from me?
Did you ever see John?
You can't get mad at me if I'm Texas forever.
Did you ever watch? That's just the funniest thing. I won't even hate on it because you're actually using Texas forever. Did you ever see Friday Night Lights, the TV show?
No.
I can't recommend it highly enough. It is a phenomenal TV show. And I was pissed that I didn't watch it when it was going on and everyone said to. Yeah. If you start that, you will absolutely love that show. Mm-hmm. The husband-wife dynamic is just phenomenal by both of them. Yeah, whatever. I mean,
you got Minka Kelly in her prime.
Mink is in there. Whatever. Yeah, Lila Garrity.
I saw that. But yeah. As soon as the quarterback went into a wheelchair, I was out.
Okay. Landry. You got Landry in there. And then that's the first time I see him. And then, Jesse Plemons.
Here's the storyline tonight. Actor. Here's the storyline. Through the murder, through the lack of institutional control,
mm-hmm. Here we go.
Rape, Baylor has finally made history.
Wow.
They've overcome all odds.
You can't let these players have their time.
Yeah, this is what about
the sun?
Those players had nothing to do with it.
Nothing. Whoever that is, they've got to say something.
Well, Gonzaga's had nothing to do with nobody going undefeated since they've had nothing to do with that.
That was murder and rape you're talking about.
That's right. That's
these kids
different.
Had nothing to do with that.
History.
Why are y'all putting it on
it's
these
history.
Kids' tickets?
Dell doesn't want history.
I don't care. Look, I simply don't care about Gonzaga or their run from being Richie Fromm and that other dude to this now. Lose. That's fine. Oh, well, you lost. Try again next year.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Take care. Brush your hair. Now beat it.
Got some wonderful parting gifts.
Yeah. Now leave.
Now beat it.
When did the murder scandal happen? 2003. Yeah. How old do you think even Jalen Suggs was?
He was two, wasn't he?
Yeah. You've got guys on this Baylor team who were one, two, three, maybe
2003,
four.
He was just born. He's 18, 19 now?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was born.
I thought he was born in 2001. Time to talk about right now, hoops, okay? Hey, you're watching a game tonight? Your kids are going to watch a game tonight? Your kids want a goal in the front yard, Dad? Or they want it in the backyard, whatever the case may be? They want the best goal, Dad? They want to be able to dunk like Drew Timmy, okay? That's what they want to do. Everybody's saying, hey, I want to dunk like Drew. I want to do the
Drew
mustache.
Timmy?
I'm pretty sure.
Who wants
they want
to
do the mustache thing. They want to flex in the backyard. They want to do all of it, Dad. And you know how they can do it? With the hoops goal. Because you can lower it and they can dunk like Drew Timmy, okay, athletically, okay? All you got to do is get the best goal in the market. What I need you to do is go to produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. Tell Keith Tate that you heard it right here and get the best darn goal you've ever seen. Put it in the front yard, the backyard, the installation is second to none. They're spectacular at what they do. All of the accessories are the best. Everything about this is first class. Doesn't get any better than a Pro Dunk Hoops. I'm telling you, the kids will love it. Go to the website and see all the kids having fun. Dad, they can't have fun if you nail it to the and it's a 10-foot because they can't reach the goal. So if you're looking for the best way for the kids to actually enjoy their goal, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Timmy, Cub fan Timmy says, I was a freshman in Indiana State when we were 33-0 going to the final. I don't want anyone to go undefeated. Man, you had one player, dude. You had one player.
That's unbelievable. Larry Bird carried them that team that far.
Coach Taylor's wife is the worst in Friday Night Lights.
She's fine. Yeah. She's fine. There are people.
She was smoking hot back then. For a mom?
Yeah, I mean, she's redhead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just can't do it. Except Ygritte was okay. Well, she's a redhead. I mean, I'm not going to say smoking hot.
Never did a redhead.
I can't. It's just not in my DNA.
Mm-hmm. What's your problem with redheads?
Nothing. It's just not my thing.
What?
So I'm not going to call her smoking hot. Oh. She's mom. She looks like a mom. She's not milfy. Nope. She's mom.
What do you mean? Well, she was dressed like that because she was the coach's wife.
Yeah.
In a different role, she would have looked different.
She's a redhead. Look, I can't get there with that.
You ain't turn. Look, if Connie Britton was like, hey, Lance, Connie, of course, if you were single, let's add all the caveats. You love your wife.
Yeah. Connie Britton, if she's famous, probably.
You wouldn't
I could say, I smashed Connie Britton.
You're not an ally.
I'm not a redhead ally, no.
Connie Britton? Good Lord. That's terrible, Lance.
What?
You know what? Now you lost all credibility.
Connie Britton's fine. It's just not. I'm just not. I can't find a picture where I'm all in, like, oh, well, wait a minute now. No, I try. I think she's a great actress. I think she was great in that role. She's really good in other roles. She's really good in that role. The coach and coach's wife angle is a great angle. It's a great angle. She's good. Now, Skylar sucked. Skylar, I wanted to, like, why can't these two twin brothers kill her? Why can't Gus Fring blow her up or something like that in Breaking Bad? Yeah, I was anti-Skyler. I was anti, I've never been a fan. Well, Wendy Bird has come around a little bit. I like Wendy Bird a little better.
I don't like Wendy Bird.
I don't love her. I don't love her.
I mean,
she's better than she had.
I like when she got, she was called a wolf bitch.
I was good. I like that. All right. Yeah.
Wendy Bird is behind
it all. Or bitch wolf, whatever she said.
She's behind it all. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. Astros with the sweep, looking great. Tonight, Luis Garcia, he's got to be, you know what, he's waking up today, probably pretty soon, probably couldn't sleep much last night. He's getting a start, big start, because Odorizzi's coming back, so he needs to pitch well to possibly move to the bullpen. He gets a much tougher lineup than the guys had to face in Oakland. So this is, Anthony Rendon and Trout and Pujols. And it won't be easy. That's for sure. And Otani, how about any shock that Otani threw 101 mile an hour fastball, hit a home run, and then had to leave the game limping off the field?
I did.
That's the most Otani move in the history of
that was baseball. The deal. I was like, oh look, Otani's hurt. That's what happens. He was trying to cover home plate after the catcher missed a strike three, and then the ball got relayed or whatever, and he got spiked or whatever.
He said he's fine, but we'll see.
He'll be out for
probably
a month.
2 months.
He hit 101.
Hit a 101. Yeah, but you don't face him, so that's good.
He hit second.
Yeah.
He hit second. He's a pitcher who hit second.
Yeah.
He's a position player too.
Yeah, he's our Babe Ruth without all the games played and home runs and greatness.
And without that hair, the little Babe
hair.
Remember that hair that they used to have in like the 20s and 30s where you get a little wave going with it? They don't have that anymore.
Can we remember a guy that was a position player and this pitcher? Good?
No, you had got No. This is it. I mean, a ton of guys start off that way that are awesome in college. They get to college and they're great hitters, great pitchers. The only one you can think of is Rich Ankiel, guys who have had to make the switch. Ankiel was a really good hitter and a really good pitcher.
Yeah.
Just not at the same time.
No, not at the same time.
This is freaky stuff. This is like Bo Jackson playing baseball or Deion Sanders playing basketball. I mean, baseball and football. Only, that's the only kind of comparison.
We've seen pitchers move to short or shortstops move to pitch.
But have you? Well, yeah, Trevor Hoffman was a minor league shortstop who became a closer. But this is one of the rarest things I've ever seen in baseball.
Yeah.
A guy who can pitch like that and can hit like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. It because at some point those great hitting pitchers who can even hit in college, I always wonder like how does it just go away? Why can't they still hit?
Because you don't practice it.
You don't practice it. You don't spend as much time on it.
Yeah. But are you scared about this stop.
I'm starting to think I'm on the wrong side of Gonzaga. The more I think about this, the more I'm starting to kind of like Baylor.
Ricky, don't pretend that anymore. You're starting to like Baylor. What?
Well, here's what I'm worried about. If you like Gonzaga, you play at -4.5. If you like Baylor, I think you play money line plus 175. And here's why. Baylor does shoot 41% from three. You know, it's not like UCLA didn't get looks the other day. UCLA made shots on Gonzaga. Gonzaga is not a lockdown defensive team. Now, their defensive three-point percentage is just 32%, which is really low. Baylor's is 33%. But they only, you know, Gonzaga only shoots 36% from three. Baylor shoots 41%, man. That's really high. It's one of the top, it's either one or two in the nation.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. And then they also out-rebound. Their offensive rebound numbers are a lot higher.
I don't
than
know
Gonzaga's.
If I can. I don't know though that I can. I'm going. I think Gonzaga. I mean, I just can't change my whole attitude over one game.
No,
and I'm just and I've thought Gonzaga's so dominant.
But if you
dominant.
Like Baylor, don't take the points. You might as well fire at the money line.
Yeah. What song do we have just coming back from the break there, Del?
The Games We Play by Pusha T.
Okay, there it is.
Someone was requesting
there you go,
that.
Ray. There you go. Trilla flow. Okay. She's hot, but she's the worst person on the show. Oh, the wife? About Coach's wife?
Nah.
I don't know.
She's about not A, she's not hot. B, she's hardly the worst person on the show.
Coach Taylor's wife.
You disagree with both parts of that statement.
Yeah.
She's not hot, and she's not the worst person.
No.
Okay. I want Baylor to do it for
that's
John McClain.
Chase, that's not true.
I want Baylor to do this for John McClain, fake John McClain, and Uncle D. Yeah, I mean, I guess those are Baylor. That's all Baylor. Yeah, John McClain getting a championship at Baylor. Do they have any in anything?
Oh,
Baylor. Oh, women.
Women's
basketball. The women's basketball, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty
sporty. They pretty good in volleyball, too, or something?
If you say so. I don't know.
No one knows that. I mean, maybe they know that there.
Someone might know.
Team.
Nobody
maybe someone
here.
Knows. But I don't. No one really does.
Can we go back to can we get the Astros work back in here at some point? It's been a while since we've talked about how badly the A's have been crying.
We were just talking about putting them facing the Angels just last second.
No. I want to linger on the A's.
You want to talk about the A's.
I want to linger on what the A's are having to deal with now and all their
how
fans.
How do they feel about
this? Because, by the way, the A's were one of the more obnoxious fan bases in this whole thing.
Well, they had
the
ringleader. They had Mike Fiers. They had the guy who started it all.
I got a guy.
Snitch, make me rich.
Is he laughing about, ooh, I can't find the ball or whatever? Is he laughing about that?
No, he's hurt. He's got to make, he's got a thing. He's got hurt. He's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt. That's right.
Yeah, got to get it better.
So he won't, and he's going to come back right after the A's come here.
Prayers for Fiers is all I know.
Right. Right after this series that the A's come here, he's going to be able to come back, which will be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get too crazy because they are coming here. And I want to make sure that we don't, you know, light a fire under them. Listen, this is just what the Astros do. They beat ass. That's what they do. They beat your ass.
You're really worried about the Astros lighting a fire under somebody? Too bad. If you want the smoke, get all the smoke. Give them all the, like, light a fire. Go ahead. I would love to see Carlos Correa, because if there's two guys that are going to talk, okay, well, Bregman's back in. So it's Bregman. It's Correa. It's Lance McCullers. If there's going to be somebody who says trash ass A's, like says something like those trash ass A's, typical A's, trash ass, all talk, no action. Like which
yeah,
one?
We
of
don't want that.
Who's the Astros?
No, we don't. Want
I
that.
Want it. Do it.
No.
Who's the Astro most likely to do that?
Oh, it would be Correa probably. Probably. How'd that,
the other the
how
old
did that taste A's
the old Bregman. Tell me how my A's taste.
Yeah.
The old Bregman feels like he's back. Like just looking at him, I feel like he might cut something loose too on a tweet.
Yeah, I love the dance. The dance was awesome.
Yeah, his gritty was different.
Yeah,
but right. It was nice to try. It's an LSU thing.
Yeah,
that was his LSU shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been co-opted by everybody, but still.
Right, but you know, it originated at LSU.
Right.
Right.
I think.
Well, we don't know.
No, it originated by someone, and then Justin Jefferson either saw it or he's friends with him and brought it to LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Content Mayhem says, her name is Connie. Of course she's not hot. Name the hot Connies.
Well, I don't know.
Growing of course
up,
you don't know.
There were a few Connies that were hot.
Can you name one?
Yeah.
You can use
Connie Taylor, Connie Francis.
No, that we know. Connie Francis.
Who's Connie Francis?
She's a country person.
No, she was a singer. I don't know.
Wasn't she?
No,
country?
Connie Francis wasn't. I don't know. Connie.
I'm going to say, I don't think you're right on Connie Francis being hot.
No. It's old. That's old school. Connie Stevens is who I met. Stevens was hot.
It definitely wasn't Connie Francis.
No, back
what
in the day.
What about Connie Nielsen, that Danish, that actress? She played the guy, the sister of Commodus and Gladiator.
Oh, she was smoke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now,
well, not an American Connie.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't count people.
You like Connie Selica?
I don't even remember her. I remember the name, but...
But she was born Conchetta Selicia. She changed it to become more American.
Oh, yeah, she was all right.
Connie Stevens back in the 50s was...
You want me to show her now?
No.
No, nobody wants to see anyone now.
I mean, who at 80 is smoking hot now still? She's 80-something years old.
Helen Mirren?
Huh?
Helen Mirren?
Stop.
Yeah. Well, she's still...
She's not named Connie.
Good Lord. I mean, come on. 931 ESPN 97.5. 713.
What about Connie Mack, John?
3776 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Just ignored that one.
What?
I said, was Connie Mack hot, John?
Connie Mack? Yeah. No, he wasn't hot. It was Connie Mack.
What do you like these? Do you like this cake in the back? Oh, Connie Mack. We don't want to see your cake.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Major League Baseball caught it this weekend for moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta. And, you know, some... listen, NBA did it. NBA did it with their All-Star game out of Charlotte when they had the bathroom issue, the gender thing.
Didn't the NFL take a Super Bowl out of Arizona for something they did?
They did.
I was a kid.
So, you know, this is not a first. It is, however, I mean, there's multiple places have said, oh, really, your offices are in New York. Do you know that New York has harsher voting restrictions than Georgia does? Just because Georgia signed a bill right here to... whatever, to have ID to...
And you can't give people water or food.
Give water in New York either.
Yeah, I believe in this case, because New York doesn't have... Georgia, the people who put the bill in place lost an election, a state election, then Senate election that they didn't particularly like. It went away they didn't like, so they enacted rules. New York doesn't have that problem, I guess, because, you know, Democrats win everything there. So it was a law... to restrict something because allegedly they didn't like the way something went down. And that's why people are freaking out about it.
Right. So, and then there was Keith Olbermann about the Masters.
By the way, did you read any of the comments under it?
No.
He got annihilated, even by very liberal commenters who are like, Keith, this is embarrassing, brother. You need to do some research on this. The phrase the Masters, they talk about where the phrase comes. There's actual... He could have just Googled and found where the name came from. It really wouldn't have, if he had done the work.
It's
like Dan Orlovsky. Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't hard to actually find it. It's very easy to find. And Keith Olbermann had a video. It's time that now we must go after the Masters. And it is too long that we...
Is it a coincidence that a slave state is called the Masters? No. I think not. Oh, Keith Olbermann, stop.
Keith, you got to Google
and
that.
Oh, by the way, people want the Masters to move from Georgia now because of this bill enacted.
We've seen the Masters. Nah, don't tell us what to do. We've seen
the Masters doesn't care if no one... They don't care if no one shows up.
Remember that
they
time everyone was like,
any sponsors. We're gonna,
and you know what? And sponsors should boycott because there's no women. Okay, Masters has no sponsors at all this year. No commercials. And everyone's like, what? Oh, man.
Wait, how come? Wait, how can you do that? You can't. You gotta, the only thing we could threaten you with is taking away your money. Masters don't care.
Take the Masters away, like, man. Oh, okay. How about this? No commercials.
Yeah.
Now do something.
Now, Jim Nance.
Now what?
Now try to go to the bathroom, Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Now try.
Jim Nance is like, I'm going to have to pee into a Gatorade bottle, friends.
Oh, not at Augusta National. You won't. Well, it better be a green Gatorade bottle.
I have seen Gatorade bottles full of whiz on the side of the road, and I thought, okay, truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, you just,
it's the big bottle.
I guarantee you we got a truck driver listening right now who could tell us, oh, that's a thing. It has to be a thing. Because one thing I know as a guy is we're always trying to make good time. You always want to make good time on a cross-country trip.
I fill them up on the way back from the Woodlands all the time.
That's good to say.
I ain't stopping.
But can't you just close and keep it in your own car and then do something?
Yeah, get home and empty it. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to throw it out on the side of the road.
No, I don't throw them out on the side of the road. That's littering. No, that you'll get pulled over for. No, you don't litter. You can wait till you get home. Throw it out.
See, Dell?
See what?
You don't throw it?
Yeah, you're right.
See bottles.
I wasn't arguing that you should. What do you mean, see Dell?
You weren't saying anything, but in case you were thinking, oh, I don't know about that.
I don't really care. I'm not really interested in John's pee. To be honest with you, I am.
You are when I'm peeing under a table in Florida.
Well, it's funny when you do that because it's Gainesville. That
it's place not contained.
Is, it's not disgusting.
It's not contained. It's on a floor.
That's disgusting. It's a Florida bar. No one
grown
cares.
Women were crawling on the floor.
I was going to say.
Floor made of urine.
I was going to say.
Guess what? It was full. We weren't the only ones doing that. Trust me.
I was going to say the only place better to pee somewhere in Gainesville is on that campus. So I don't care if you pee on the floor.
We weren't the only ones. It was more than one person.
Everybody. You didn't.
It's so disgusting.
It was a 2-hour wait for the bathroom.
Then
guess
go,
what?
You couldn't go outside to pee?
No.
Pee outside.
You couldn't get back in.
What kind of bar is this in Gainesville?
I'm telling you, it was the most packed place I've ever
been
in.
Why would you want to be there then?
What? Because we were going to the game the next day at
why
at
would you
swamp.
Want to be in the most packed place where you have to whiz on a floor?
Because it was that's where it's happening, brother.
What's happening? Whiz on the floor?
You heard him, brother?
No. That's where you.
If you think back to
when
it
you
now,
go to Florida game, you go to the swamp.
It's the place to be. I got it. But now, when you think about it,
I'd do it again.
You would pee on the floor again?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. What do you mean? You gotta go.
Forget about your pee.
I told you about my buddy who was paying. He was standing at the bar, whizzing, and he didn't know that it's where the waitresses go in and out of the bar. So he lifts up, and it just goes straight through to the back of the
and
bar.
No one who works there is like, could you guys stop peeing?
No. Guy walked up and said, dude, get out of here right now.
And
he
bet.
Was like, what? He goes, by the way, you're at the waitress stand, dumbass. You're peeing right through the back of the bar.
Oh, my God. I would stun gun somebody. If I worked there or if I owned the bar and I saw people whiz, if I just saw a stream going somewhere, I would stun gun them. I would like,
that happens.
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Peeing on the floor.
It happened right there.
You think Nick's place, did you ever pee on Nick's place
before? No.
Why?
No, it's not crowded enough. You go, they've got two bathrooms, no waiting.
That's true.
True. Well, John. That's
not the best.
You peeing on the floor is a tradition, apparently.
Yeah,
I'm a bigger fan of your Popeyes on Easter tradition.
Oh yeah, we had it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw
that was
the picture.
Was that a stock picture or did you take that?
No.
No, it couldn't be. You didn't see that giant tub of butter in the corner? That ain't a stock picture.
Oh, it looked like a stock picture.
No.
And by the way, you don't put honey on those.
You put butter.
You put butter.
Yeah, John puts butter on his. He puts home bought butter on his biscuit. I was like. Yeah. It's not a bad choice.
No.
And you guys go spicy? What's the
spicy?
Spicy.
Oh,
yeah.
You have to.
And it's a whole family thing.
Yep. Wendy gets the spicy shrimp.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like to.
Do you
eat
know my wife gets this? Is for. Oh, she does the same thing for Texas OU.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. One time we got it and they won. And she's like, every year, that's what it is.
Guess what? Nicole?
Although she's not eating it. She's too healthy now. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to have. She's not even drinking now. At all.
That's worse. She's
did
the
you
worst.
Get off the, did you, were you back
I had
off,
a glass of wine.
Off the wagon? Yeah, did you fall off the wagon?
I got off the wagon. I'm back on the wagon.
The drinking wagon.
No. I fell off the wagon. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm on the wagon.
Well,
I'm
you're back
wagon.
On your wagon.
Now I fell off. No, I didn't.
I fell off the wagon during Lent.
I stepped down.
You were off the wagon on Lent.
No, you're on the
wagon. No, but your
you
wagon
fell off
is
the wagon
more.
Your wagon's the opposite,
no,
though.
It's kind of an opposite wagon. You fell off the wagon during Lent. You quit alcohol. You fell off the wagon.
No, it's the other way around.
Not for you, though.
When you have a you relapsed into a sobriety.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. For you, it's a relapse to stop drinking.
Yeah. The only time I'm on the wagon is during. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You get a chip.
You got me confused now.
He gets a chip every time he gets back to drinking.
I'm 2 months drunk here. Yeah. My chip. Chad gave it to me. My friends, we're all back on. So my wife,
What's wrong with her?
She said, I'm not going to have sugar or dessert for a full year now. I'm just going to keep it going. Like, what? What is this?
What is wrong with you?
She's like super fit. I'm like, this is no fun. You know what she wants to do for my.
Did she eat any of your dry ass brisket?
No, she ate the juicy brisket, you mean?
Oh.
It was so moist, children cried in the streets. I'm like, I will not feed you this brisket, children. Mm. But yeah, she loved it. And all the kids did. However, she did. You know what she told? Like every year after the draft's over and I'm in grinding away, we go take a trip. And the trips in the past have been New York. We went and saw Something Rotten, went to all these plays and restaurants and had a great time in New York. The next year we went and saw Hamilton and blah, 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 did all this stuff. We've gone to Chicago when the draft actually went there in 16, but we've made all these fun trips, Belize. You know what it is this year? Big Bend, so we can go hiking. So I've got to basically get in shape now for my vacation. That's not a vacation. If I've got to climb steps to like, God, I got to get in shape now, you know, because of my vacation coming up. We had a year where we took very few vacation days last year. We had the pandemic. We're working with no sports. We're grinding, blah, this and that. And this is my vacation. I got to go hike an 8 mile hike.
This is my reward.
This is the reward.
This is
a vacation.
How I get paid back.
Oh, this is relaxing.
This is my thank you.
This hike in nature for 8 miles is.
This is my thank you for work slaving.
Does that sound like? Let me ask you a question. Does that sound like a vacation?
No. What a vacation would be? Would be Vegas. Go to Vegas.
Oh, now that's a vacation.
Now see,
I'm immunized.
She can.
I don't care.
Get,
yeah. What am I doing? Massages. We need to go to Vegas.
She can get massages.
I need to get a hold of Chris because now Chris. My buddy Chris Solis is hiking too every weekend for 52 weeks. He's going to hike every weekend for the entire year.
What's wrong with the people around you?
I don't know, because if there's anyone I got to get to, it's Chris and say, Chris, let's flip this to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Off of Big Bend onto Vegas. You're right. It is Vegas because I don't care anymore. I'm vaccinated.
That's right.
I can grind at a table forever.
944 ESPN 97.5.
Until the money runs out.
Kerry, we get you on the other side. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 948. ESPN 975 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Kerry wants to get in here to talk about Dan Orlovsky, but who doesn't? What do you say, Kerry?
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just listened this morning, just caught some of the show about the Orlovsky comments and how he spoke about Justin Fields and his alleged lack of work ethic. And he's, I guess, taking a lot of heat for that, as well he should, but y'all didn't report on the other two players that he commented on in that same interview with McAfee. One was Devontae Smith. He was asked about Devontae Smith and how he thought he would fare in the draft, and Orlovsky sort of sneered and said, well, he's only 6 foot tall or 6'1", and weighs 175, and the implication being that he's not going to be a durable NFL receiver. And right after that, and this is what, I don't know if y'all know this, but Reese Davis, who's an ESPN Alabama alumni, was furious and called Orlovsky. And I think y'all played part of that apology on Justin Fields, but what y'all didn't play is the second apology had to do with Devontae Smith. And Orlovsky said that he apologized for commenting on Smith's size, that actually Smith is 6'5 and goes 230. And Orlovsky said he's more like a Calvin Johnson clone than he's seen in several years. That was the first, the other player. Then ironically, McAfee asked about punters. And I don't know if y'all know this, but the Ray Guy punter of the year in 2020 was the Georgia Tech punter. He happens to be African American. And Orlovsky was asked about him and commented that he didn't think he was going to be drafted either because his average was only about 42 and a half yards kick in his senior year. This is going to come out pretty quick. Presley's average was well over 45 yards. And so we got to keep our eyes on this story because Orlovsky's either a bad reporter or he has a bias against African Americans. And I think this story has legs. I think you're going to see more of it. And that's the Orlovsky story.
So he could have gotten away, Kerry, with his weekly conspiracy theory slash call thing. You know, if he had left out the Devontae Smith, like from a comedic standpoint, the Devontae Smith thing, because everyone knows, so you can't say the Calvin, like he could have made it sound, well, that showed that he wasn't trying to be like clever with it. The Presley Harvin, who is the 264-pound African-American punter, that's actually real. That guy is a real person. And he also has two fake punts successfully. That guy's a very sassy, chunky punter, a.k.a. Chunky Brewster, I heard someone call him. He actually could be a punter in the league. He could have led with that and tried to pull off some kind of actual conspiracy theory thing, but the Devontae Smith one was just...
If he would have said that NFL teams don't want to spend the money or take the clothes this punter because he's too big. I mean, go that route. Like, look, there's a certain allotment of money.
Feet and clothes?
Yeah. A certain allotment of money for team gear issued and uniforms, and the punter's simply going to cost them too much. And to feed this guy,
table.
A punter,
yeah.
They're not going to do that.
Punters, they set aside this much food for punters, not this much.
Yeah.
Right.
They can't feed him like he's a starting middle linebacker.
That would have been the angle to go with.
Yeah, see?
My mom used to always say that to me. I'd rather clothe you than feed you. Because it's more expensive to feed you.
Yeah.
More expensive. So this guy, yeah. I mean, you got to take that into account when you're drafting a guy. How much is it going to cost?
A punter.
I know it's going to cost me to feed an offensive lineman. But a punter, I got to spend money?
Yeah, and he's going back for seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Got a problem here. See, Kerry, try that route.
Punter.
I don't think John
is
fully
aware. Do you think the two instances, really, Kerry? Is this a conspiracy thing we're going with now? Is that Kerry?
Yes, it's the same one.
It's the same one?
Yeah.
Is this some kind of... No. He was fat. Yeah. I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's... Now, if you see him in high school, it's not the same.
He put on weight in Atlanta.
Yeah. A lot of trips to
going
the stadium
for those wings.
Or whatever.
He was overeating because
all
of the
wings.
Voting laws, you think?
No. Well, he kept getting fed in line. When he was voting, he's a serial voter.
When they weren't supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. No, I just think he could put on the freshman and then the sophomore and then the junior 15. Yeah, he just kept getting bigger because all he's doing is punting anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Because you criticize a couple African-Americans, then you're all of a sudden you're racist.
And in fact, he only criticized one so far.
And he was less about criticizing.
Why
is he dropping?
Did we fall into his conspiracy?
Well,
yes,
you are.
You're falling into
you are. I'm so, not.
Don't let it.
Okay. This guy talked about the Georgia Tech punter. Anything he says at that point, we all know he's full. It's nonsense. Look, Dan Orlovsky didn't understand the lane he was in, as Lance said before. Like, well, this is
yeah,
the,
no
this
idea.
Is,
no.
This is the reason Lance.
No awareness.
Reason Lance can't or is instructed to not compare black quarterbacks to black quarterbacks because, oh, you're just doing it because, no, I'm doing it because he's similar to that player. Yeah,
but
Lance knows.
You got to know
the lane.
Yeah, you got to know what you're dealing with. You got to know who to do it with. Like, I felt comfortable. I just felt like the comp's too good. I really felt like Justin Fields and Dak Prescott are good comps. Body type-wise, the way they throw the football, the way they can run as well, they can be factors. They're extremely strong in the lower half. It's hard to sack them. It's actually a really, really good one. The guy, there's a super woke, he's kind of famous for being a super woke sports guy with, I think he's Bleacher Report. I'm not going to say his name. He's a white guy. And I put out there, I showed the comp, like we get these, who are players are most similar to physically after the combine. And so they have every break physical breakdown for a lot of the top players. And you know who the three players were? Or the two of the players for Dwayne Haskins was. One was Byron Leftwich, and one was Jameis Winston. I'm trying to, and the third was David Garrard, right? Three black quarterbacks, but it's really based on how he tested, hand size, physical measurements, all that stuff. It just happened to be three black quarterbacks. And I took a picture and I said, you know, I said, actually, Jameis, I think Jameis is not only a physical comp, but there's a lot of similarities in their play, other than obviously Jameis turns it over a lot and Haskins did not in his 1 year. So this one Super Bowl guy goes, he's like, you know, Lance, I've got a lot of respect for your work, but this is kind of beneath you to make this kind of comp. And I'm like, curious, who would your comp be? Out of curiosity, because it's always fun and games till somebody else has to make a comp. And he's like, I would say Ben Roethlisberger. And I said, so you want me to comp Dwayne Haskins to a future Hall of Famer? Ben Roethlisberger is your comp. First of all, Ben Roethlisberger was highly escapable as a not only a younger prospect, but well into his career, a guy who escaped a lot of pressure. Dwayne Haskins, not as much. Dwayne Haskins, pretty slothy. So this guy just thought he was so clever with the Ben Roethlisberger. So I thought about it, but I wanted to just send a direct message saying this is why you don't comp players to Ben Roethlisberger. But I let it go because I'm the bigger man. It's what I do. You know what? There's tales of redemption. It didn't need to be a redemptive tale for me to post new pictures of brisket and stuff like that. I didn't need to, but you know what? I did it just to show people that the lies that you guys tell and the internet tells on a regular basis is just that. It's lies. And sometimes you have to change the narrative to the truth because truth matters to me.
You know what?
Hashtag truth matters.
You know what also matters to you?
Bye, bitch.
Wow, that does matter.
I stepped right into that.
Truth.
I still got off what I needed to.
Yeah, you're not petty
My
at all.
My bitch does matter to you.
You know, I was thinking as he was going on that rant that I didn't particularly care about, the pettiness. He may be the most petty person here.
Oh, no. If you say anything to him, and he'll remember. He's got an elephant's memory of players that
if
anybody
players.
who claps back.
Yeah, he's a grudge holder.
Oh,
certainly.
My gosh.
Well, don't clap back.
Right?
What do you mean?
Don't clap back at my work unless you want to be judged when it's all said and done.
Hmm.
So you think because after months and months of practice, you finally presented a respectable brisket, you think it should wipe away the first one?
I've done like four since then.
And?
Just yesterday was the one I'm like, you know who needs to see this? The internet and John and Dell.
So he thinks after months of practice and all the asking of questions to perfect his brisket from all his pitmaster buddies, this one should supersede the original one.
There were some questions.
Yeah.
Were there some comments made? Like at one point, the guy from Papa Charlie's West said, I knew as soon as I saw that picture, you're in trouble.
Told you.
Well, that's not about the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
He goes, because when you started cutting the end of it, he goes, there's never been any such thing as a juicy end of a brisket. Why are you cutting there?
9:58 ESPN 97.5. Bye, bitch. Time to take a break. And Dell and I on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.